Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady. So excited to be here talking to you, being on the airways. It's been a little bit of time, but I am excited to be sharing with you a little information. So I've been writing out some amazing courses and I'm loving the thought process coming behind it. And I wanted to share one of the really great ones that I think we can all work with, you know, whether it's fitness, nutrition, your ability to just handle your lifestyle and keep a smile on your face, keep love in your heart, and to still continue to press on for positivity, we have to first start with decluttering our mind. So our mind is the battlefield. I don't know if you've ever listened to that book or if you're familiar with the amazing Pastor Joyce Meyer, but I read that book over and over again. And it is so important why even in this time, what we're facing with this pandemic and what we face in just everyday life, even when things were regular, we faced clutter in our mind and in our life and in everywhere around us. And I want to be able to help you really facilitate some change, some tips, some thought-provoking things. So let's dive right in. Decluttering your mind. So I wanted to just let you know first off that organization and decluttering is all the rage. You know, there is this book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, and it's not just a bestseller because of the fact that people obviously want to be clean and we feel like if we read a book then magically it's going to just invade our life and we're just going to boom become like Mary Poppins and take care of everything. But it's really a great way of thinking about change in our life, that you know, when we change the things around us, say cleaning out a closet, if we see less mess somewhere, we'll feel like we are moving further and that maybe some of the other aspects in life are unfolding too. So I love to be visual. I always like to give acronyms. I love to let you really ponder on some things. So as you're listening to this podcast, I really want you to think down to how cluttered is your mind really? And when we're listening to these tips, when can you really and where can you really take action? I would love for the when to be now, but where are you going to take action? Some of these things that'll be listed off. So while she in her book focused on our environment being cleaned, like a closet or a pocketbook or a car or your workspace, I want us to focus on the mind. And we're going to keep on thinking about the mind and how important it is to our everyday environment, because the mind itself is the environment in which we live in, because it controls our movement. So our feet, yes, they stand up for us, but the mind has to drive it to do so. So I want you to think about that as we move forward. Number one, focus on physical clutter first. So I know that I said we're going to be focusing on the minds, but first things first, physical clutter will negatively impact your mental clarity. Decluttering your physical world will make it much easier for you to work deep down on yourself. Number two, get you a journal, girl, and write some things down. We take in so much information daily that it's no wonder we suffer from a cluttered mind. One way to start putting things into perspective is putting your information in order. Write down the things that are important. For me, I used to look at a to-do list as 1, 2, 3, 4, and it was like how I listed it down the piece of paper is how I listed it in importance. And that's not really what it is. A to-do list is really a brain dump. 99% of the time, you are not going to be following through exactly with how you write the sequence of your to-do list. So I want you to think about writing it down on a piece of paper. Maybe don't even list it down a sheet like it's a command list. I want you to make it something that you put the numbers in as you follow through with them, but set yourself aside some time where you can write down the things that are important to you. Because how have you been? I mean, what is that feeling when you have been standing in the middle of Walmart and you remember that you're either late for an appointment that you're supposed to be to, or you forgot to get the kids some type of field trip money or a backpack or something crazy, and you're like, oh my gosh, if I would have written that down, next time I'll write it down. And then this is this cycle. Again, it's another area that we can declutter our mind. So very simple, grab your journal, get you something to write down what you have going on so you can follow through with it. Number three is let go of your past. A mind full of past regrets and old grudges is just like clutter in a junk drawer. Like if you're always searching for a pen that you can never find, it gets really, really frustrating. Again, let's set the visual here. Going to the store and trying to find just like 25 cents in the bottom of a pocketbook that is full of old receipts from like 2017. We got a problem here, right? And it's that panic that sets in that everyone's looking at me and now I've got to perform, right? I've got to be able to perform and show up and have everything in line, because all of a sudden we think when we get to the store that we want to show up as the perfect person. And if we don't start decluttering now, it'll never happen. Same thing with our past. Our past becomes all of those pieces of junk that we stop to clean out. We've got to clean out those areas of our mind. And I want you to think about it. Try to leave it there when you can. Like if a moment pops up, it doesn't mean that you need to now take it down memory lane and maybe that this is some reason why you haven't changed yet. For me, I'll tell you with my spirituality, I know it's the devil sometimes reminding me where I was at so that I can try to go back there. And I'm like, no, you're reminding me of where I used to be at. Thank you, but goodbye. And I want you to think about the same thing as you move forward. Leave that stuff in the past. Let it be where it is. All that you can focus on is the present. And the present has to have a positive moment, positive notation. So naturally invite more and more clarity into your life, things that you can control positively that show you that where you're at right now is so much different than your past. So when little inklings pop up, you can readily make those changes there. Number four is avoid multitasking. I'm a mother of three, and I will tell you I multitask a lot. And I had to learn reading this awesome book called The One Thing that one of the most imperative things that you can do is to slow down every once in a while. And I think my husband has taught me that most, that multitasking can really lead us to spiral out of control where, you know, I'm the one that will like take the peanut butter out of the cabinet, leave the cabinet open, put the peanut butter back, like random things just don't get followed through. And with those little mishaps in the brain, that means that our mind is telling us that we're completing an object that we really aren't. So avoid multitasking. The ability to multitask is often considered to be a strength. It's really funny though, that much of our multitasking often leads to lack of focus in one particular area. It's also really horrible for the mind to be cluttered with so many events that have to be followed through with one particular time frame. How can you focus more and gain more clarity on just the one thing that you really have to make work for you? Number five, make confident decisions. Like really follow through with what you say you're going to do. I would suggest never making snap decisions. It is okay to say no. Think about it, hang the phone up, pretend like you're getting like some crazy static on the line. If you need to just hang up enough to get some time and get some space to really make some confident decisions. Doing things under pressure and duress of others clutters the mind even more. So eventually you'll need to find out how to become strong enough to make those confident decisions and know the times and the places where you can give a little bit more of yourself and where you need to take a little bit more of you back in order to be in a calm state of mind. Again, your mind is a battlefield. Number six, talk it out. Do something with the mind that allows you to get the energy out. So whether that's talking to a friend, you know, with issues that you have coming up, I will say when you are talking it out, make sure that you invite the friend to the conversation by letting them know what you want to talk about. Don't just like start telling your life story of everything you've had going on in the past 2 weeks since you saw them without letting them know. Make sure they are ready to have this talk with you, and it makes you feel like you're not a burden. It really allows them to be in that mind state that to be there for you, which is so very important because we want to make sure that we are taking care of other people's minds and that we're not cluttering with the things that we have going on. Our number seven is walk it out. Some of the biggest times of my massive thinking is when I'm running or walking and just clearing the mind. Like every single step is me unfolding another part of the journey that I see at my present moment. And I want you to think about that, just taking a deep breath. Maybe at lunch, you don't just sit down in your car, but you take a walk after and just think about the calm, peacefulness of what's really around you in your moment, as opposed to all the massive changes that we know come with day to day. A walk is peace. Your breath is you, and it allows you to become one and one with the things that you really can make changes with. In the areas that you can really settle down and see yourself decluttering, a walk means you have enough time to give yourself that grace that you're not running around like with a chicken with their head cut off. So I thank you so much for listening into this declutter podcast. I hope that this episode really just allows you to think about all the ways that you are untangling your mind, and that your mind really is what drives the lifestyle. Without a positive mindset set on, you know, focused action, you are not going to be able to complete the goals that you have set. And that's any goal. You know, I don't want your goals to be just based off of what you want to see from yourself physically. I want your goals to be based off of what you need internally in order to not only just serve yourself to be strong, but to be able to serve others with the strength that you grow. So I want you to know that your Love Uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just got to be willing to go find it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great night.